Starting this weekend, the mental health component of the New York SAFE Act kicks in. Mental health care providers must notify law enforcement officials if they know of anyone who could be a danger to themselves or others. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, mental health professionals are ready for the paperwork, but aren't convinced it will do any good.
Robert Gregory can't think of a single case in 20 years as a mental health provider that this kind of reporting would have saved a life. But he says he can think of several times when it could have led to violence.
That presents another obstacle, another barrier for people who are already pretty suspicious of mental health professionals, and makes it harder for them to get into the treatment that may be absolutely essential for lowering their risk of harm to others.
Gregory, a professor and interim chair of psychiatry at Upstate Medical University in Syracuse, worries the SAFE Act could have unintended consequences when it interferes with doctor-patient trust. He also worries the act unfairly targets people suffering from severe mental illness, people not likely to commit mass murder.
It's natural for us to think, well, anyone who would do something as senseless as the Herkimer shootings or the Newtown Massacre, you know, anyone who would do something that horrific has to be out of their mind, has to be absolutely crazy. But the reality is, no. These are people who, by and large, are more detached, disconnected.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.